few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. Take advantage of that. The nursery is just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. This week, we'll have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. as normal. And then there will not be praise band practice for the entire month of July. So if you are part of the praise band, keep an eye out for that. There won't be praise band this month. Typically, there is praise band. So if you are here this month for the first time, it's a little out of the ordinary, but we'll be doing hymns this month. And then Young Adult Bible Study on Wednesday. We will be having a hangout week. We'll be having food starting at 7. So if you want to come hang out, get to know us, we'll play some games, we'll have some food. We just ask if you come for supper, you bring a side. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and stretch for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Good morning. Let's sing together 295 in your hymnals, Revive Us Again. Now, my high school chorus teacher, Mrs. Jordath, whom many of you, some of you know, would not allow you to say hallelujah. So no yah on the ends of the hallelujah, okay? It's hallelujah. It's all the same. So let's stand together and keep that in mind as we sing 295, Revive Us Again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, find the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who was born all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.
Well, we have an opportunity at this time to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. A couple updates for you before I see if you have anything. One is Jean Gortmaker called Pastor Derek and shared that she will be having foot surgery on Tuesday. So you could be praying for Jean and for her surgery. Continue to pray for the Droz family and the Jones family and the passing of Lisa Droz and then also of Matt's dad. And then Alice Grummet is continuing to recover well. She was up and moving around with a walker, and her cognitive abilities seem to be doing pretty well, but continue to pray for Alice and her family. Anyone else have prayer requests today? Now we need to pray for rain, but Stacy. Okay, so Dalton Hinman will be going in for a 6-month checkup. He's had a number of heart surgeries, and so pray for him and a good report. Others? Yeah, June.
Bob has an appointment in Sioux Falls again this week, and thank God that DAB is willing to give him the ride down there so we don't have to go, but just pray for their safety and for wisdom for the doctors and technicians and all those kind of people.
Okay. All right, Bob has an appointment this week, so pray for that to go well. Others? Mike? Say it again. Jay Monikin's wife, Shirley. I don't know if she's been mentioned here previously. She is out of the ICU and off the ventilator, breathing on her own. I think that's the last I know about that, so I continue to pray for her. Anything else? Rain, yep, we need rain. Okay. Yes, okay. Ellsworth family? Okay, the Ellsworth family and the passing of Bob. Our missionaries this month, CEF. Continue to pray for their ministry and probably lots of activities this summer with backyard Bible clubs. And I know they usually have a presence at the state fair, and so pray for CEF. Anything else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to come together this morning to worship you. We thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have here. And we pray that we would not take them for granted. We do pray that you would give wisdom and guidance to our elected officials. We thank you that we live in a country where we are allowed to be part of the process of selecting who is in office. We thank you for the role that we're allowed to play in seeking to influence decisions that are made. And we pray that you would just give discernment, give a desire among our elected officials to lead in a way that is in the best interest of the country, to put the nation ahead of partisan interests. We thank you for the men and women who serve in the armed forces to keep us safe. And pray especially for those that are stationed overseas right now. They're separated from their families. We pray that you would be with activities of this weekend, as many will probably be participating in family gatherings, parades, be some fireworks maybe. We pray for safety. Pray especially with as dry as it is, that there won't be any fires that start as a result of the fun that will be had. We do thank you for the rain that was received last week, but we know that we very much need more, and we know that you know that, and that you will provide according to your plan and your time. And I pray that you would help us to be patient and to trust you in your provision. We do pray that you would be with these requests that we have mentioned this morning. We thank you for the good reports in some areas. We thank you that Alice is recovering well and is out of bed and able to move around some, and able to write her name, and we just pray for her continued healing and recovery. We pray that you would continue to be with Bob. We thank you that he is here today, and we pray for his appointment that he has this week, and pray for a good report there. We do pray for Jean and the surgery that she will have on Tuesday. We pray that you would guide the surgeons as they perform that operation, and pray that everything would go smoothly and her recovery would be without complication. We pray that you would be with Dalton and the 6-month checkup that he has this week. And pray that everything would look good and he would get a good report, and just continue to watch over him. We pray for the Droz family and the Jones family and the Ellsworth family and the passing of loved ones in each of those families. And we pray for comfort and encouragement for them. We do thank you for the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. We thank you for the year-round work that they do, but also a busy time that they have during the summer. We thank you for the young people that went through their training to help lead the Backyard Bible Clubs this summer. We pray for just great gatherings that they have, pray for many opportunities to share the gospel with children, and pray that they would be healthy in their the busyness that is involved in that, and especially with some of the very hot temperatures. We pray for their leaders, and we pray for just wisdom in interacting with children and families, and thank you for the opportunities that they will have to share. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each one who is a part of it. We thank you for those who are visiting with us today and for them being here. We thank you for your provision for our financial needs and for those who faithfully give to the church some of what you have entrusted them with, and pray that we as a church would continue to wisely steward the resources that you have given to us. We just pray that everything that we do this morning would honor and glorify you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to 573, God of Our Fathers. We got two hymns back to back, so we'll stand for the first one and we'll sit for the second one. How's that? So let's please stand and sing together 573, God of Our Fathers. And if anybody brought a trumpet this morning, it would go real well with this song. If you see it in the book, it says, can that thing do a trumpet? Okay. All right, cool. I'm ready. Go ahead. That's where I was supposed to go? Okay. I was enjoying the triplet. Do that thing one more time, please.
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies, our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past, in this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine, and glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine.
Okay, before we sit down, If you're comfortable shaking hands, turn around, spin around, shake somebody's hands. If you're not, just wave at them, give them a thumbs up, something that you're glad to see them here this morning. Oh, there's hugging going on. Uh-oh, it's out of control now. Okay, all right. We haven't done that in a while. And I needed the time to catch my breath anyway, so it was basically a stalling tactic. So let's go to 363, and you can remain seated, relax, and we're going to sing More Love to Thee, 363. More love to Thee, O Christ, more love to Thee. Hear Thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to Thee, more to Thee, more love to Thee. Once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest. Now Thee alone I seek, give what is best. This, O my prayer, shall be more love, O Christ, to Thee, more love to Thee, more love to Thee. Then shall my latest breath whisper Thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise. This still my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to Thee, more love to Thee, more love to Thee.